Good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is sincerely in your drive time this morning. We're moving and grooving this morning. Yeah, we're running a little bit behind, but oh well, you know what? As long as we get to work, that's all that matters. That's how I see it. Get on those seatbelts, click it or ticket. It's the law. Save your life and someone else's too. Or you'll just get that fat ticket. Anyways, guys, listen. I want to holler at you this morning. Anyway, let's kick back into it. So, it's Monday morning. We're out and about. Sterling's in your drive time. So, click those seatbelts or ticket, period, point blank. Save your life and someone else too. You got to make it home. Plus, you don't want the jibble jabble with the 5-0, the Lolo, or the cops, the ops, or whatever you want to call them. I don't know. I ain't hip no more like that. I used to be able to say all kinds of fancy antsy stuff back in the day, you know, about the cops. But I don't try to be like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just on a funny tip. Don't get it twisted, because I know a lot of people out there got cops, members, and families. So don't get your panties and your underwears in a tight wad about it, okay? You know, sister's going to say whatever she wants. I'm never here, never there, never anywhere, and I'm going to say what I want. But anyways, you want to deal with the police, then put your seatbelt on. It's just so simple. Anyways, guys, Sterling's in your drive time this morning. It's 7:51, and we are on our way to work late, as always, right? But for some reason, we pull up on time. It's okay, as long as you make it. Anyways, guys, listen to this. Let's cut right to it this morning. Okay, I am not one of those people who... I don't hold grudges, you know. And the reason I don't hold grudges is because it stresses me the fuck out. I'm going to say it just like that. When I hold grudges against people and I be mad at somebody about something, it stresses me out. God, it stresses me out. It stresses me out to the point to where I be like, I don't have enough of this shit. And I end up talking to people and dealing with people, even though they treat me like crap. And it ain't because I'm weak or I'm being a punk about it, however y'all call it in this world today, or you being a weak ass or whatever you want to call it. It's just me as a person. I don't know how to hold grudges. I just don't like them. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll Rapunzel your ass, okay? I will Rapunzel your ass, okay? I will do that in a minute. I will spoon Rapunzel you, okay? Spoonpunzel, okay? With a long-handled spoon. Now, I might not fool with you like I used to, but I'll be respectful. It's about being respectful, you know? But I think we waste a lot of energy being mad at each other and being upset at each other. And like sometimes, okay, I'll admit it, my husband can get on my last sometimes. And I know I can get on his last sometimes. But that comes from being together for a very long time. You know, but one thing I cannot stand that he does, though, is like he'll make me feel like sometimes I'm being just extra. And that's like, I'm not being fucking extra. I'm not being extra. Even though sometimes I know I can be. Because I like to get on his nerves sometimes too. But in a playful way, not in a mean way. Anyways, next chapter. Because don't get your panties in the water and your underwears in the water. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just talking about me, my situation, and with my spouse. Not talking about anybody else's, because business is business and I don't tend in anybody's business. Okay, I'm not that friend. I'm a good friend. Okay, I'll hold your secrets to my grave. That's the kind of friend I am. I'll hold your secrets to the grave. Now, rather that's bad for me, I don't give a damn. If you tell me something and you don't want me to know, nobody to know, guess what? I'll be that friend that'll be holding that secret in my heart to the day I close my eyes, because I'm that friend. I'm that good friend. I'm that friend you want to have. And people probably say, oh, why she got to overexpress? Because you know y'all crazy out here. You know, why she got to overexpress if she's that friend? And y'all know y'all negative Nancy's in the media and everything. You know? Speaking of negative Nancy's in the media, let's jump to the subject real quick. So I went on Twitter, right? And I made a post. I saw a post online. And, you know, I had just lost my sister-in-law. My sister. And I saw a post online that a celebrity had made that says, you know, that was really nice. It was like, you know, my condolences to you and your family going through a hard time right now. And so me reading that and just losing my sister-in-law, my sis, I could relate to that. That touched my heart seeing that comment. So I posted on there and said, this is nice to see. And God forbid, you know, sincerely, I don't have to say things right. I don't have to punctuate right. I want to say things the way I want to say them. I want to type them the way I want to type them. And then it comes out. So God forbid, sincerely forgot to put a period or a comma in the world of, oh, I got to do it right. And so I would have said, this is nice to see. You know, I just lost my blah, 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 my sister-in-law. and da da da. Basically, the condolences is what I was referring to. It makes my heart happy to see that people care for one another when they lose someone. But I didn't feel the need to go back on Twitter and explain that, because it's like it would just open up a book of worm of controversy with of a bunch of asses that always got to be right. So I didn't go back on there and make any corrections to what I said. I just said, you know, and then the girl went on there and blasted me. It was like, what's so nice about seeing someone die? Okay, well, if you would have read my comment underneath, I lost someone too. That's why that comment was nice to see, because I lost someone too. Like, get off of me. Get off of social media and want to be relevant on some stuff. You know, and I didn't go hard on the girl. I just said, you know, I think it's rude for you to tag somebody that's hurting. Da-da-da-da-da. I didn't go hard on the girl. I didn't make no more comments or whatever, you know. I'm sure people jumped on bandwagon. And I mean, this post went on for 2 days. People want to bash me. And my thing is you can say whatever you want to fucking say. I mean, however you want to say it. And however somebody takes it, that just lets you know what their mind is like. You know? And that's why I did not go back on there and Betty bash her like I wanted to. Because I feel like, mind your business. Let's start there. Mind your business. Okay? Let's start there. And then second of all, what I said wasn't nothing bad. Wasn't nothing that I couldn't say. But teach his own. You can't explain ish to people in this world today, because they always think they're right. Period, quotation mark, verse, however the freak they want to say it, they think they're right. When you know, politically, I don't have to say anything the way I want to say it. And, punctuality, language arts, the land of English, the language arts land. I don't have to say anything the way I want to say it. I can say it chopped and screwed. I can say it ebonically, non-ebonically. I can say it however I want to say it, because that's the way I am. Because Cecilia's going to do what she wants to do. Okay? And people, and then I had a girl go on there and say, oh, read her name. Cecilia, I'm a mess does not mean that I start shit. Let's get that corrected. Okay? I could have went on there and bashed her about that, but I didn't do that either. Cecilia was nice about it. Anyways, guys, I could go on and on about this quote, but yeah, I had to come back and address that, because that like really made me mad. That people just want to get their panties and underwears in a knot over stuff. Anyways, guys, it's 7:57. Cecilia's in your drive time. Say what you want to say. Get in work and move that ass out your way, because you came to get paid, right? So clock in. Do what you do, because you didn't make it to 2022 for nothing. Until next time, guys, sincerely, I am a mess.